Eric, what are
What do you take out of that one, Paul?
Good win. You know, good 2 points. At times, every functioning part of our game was really good. Penalty kill at times was really good. A couple power play goals, and we haven't had that. Have made some saves, and there were some stretches where we were great. But they've got a good team, and they're explosive. Like they're more. It's the kind of team that's dangerous when they're down because they have some breakaway speed, and they'll try a lot one on one. They'll do things down that they don't necessarily do in the games. Even I didn't think. But really, even the time goal, both 2 through 5 were necessarily 2-4 were necessarily great opportunities. I mean, we had bodies back, numbers right. You know, the third one just went off our stick. It was Gleason's shot. So I'm not faulting Pat on it, but he needs to know that if he gives up one that he doesn't like, that the bench isn't going to fall apart and we're going to go back and work hard to get it back for him. He certainly did that for us. And Anaheim gave us a chance to win. I like their bench. I wouldn't have traded our chances for theirs. It certainly wasn't a dominating performance by us, but it shouldn't be. I mean, they're a pretty good hockey team. So, overtime win on Saturday night against the Leafs. We'll take it and enjoy every inch of it.
What do you learn about your club when you give up a 4-1 lead and then late and then come back to rally?
I didn't think our game changed that much. You know, I know that the scoring progression is going to say we blew a 4-1 lead, but I didn't feel that we didn't generate anything in that and that they were all over us at all. I mean, they had some flurries. They got some real good players, right? And we had some great chances, too. And you know, we turned a 2-on-1. I want them to make their plays. I want them to be creative. And then, you know, the tying goal, I mean, I'll take responsibility for that. I'm trying to instill a certain confidence in our back end to make plays with the puck, not be banging the thing off the glass all night when probably could have used a bang off the glass. So that's part of the teaching progression that we're at. But I like our bench. It's calm. They're saying the right things to each other in a kind of a pressure-filled game. You know, we feel you go 4-1. You can really let your emotions get away from you. And I didn't see it. I didn't see it on the ice. I didn't hear it on the bench, and I didn't see it on the ice.
Certainly in overtime, it looked like you were really pushing.
Really going, right? So that's the first side. I mean, there's no prevent there. I think we got some confidence 4-on-4. We had such good speed and some guys that can handle the puck that, they answered back to that. I thought that both teams, the shift after they make it 4-4, both teams looked like they were going to play tennis there. Nobody was giving up that point. And then we got the 4-on-4, and we were pretty darn good.
What do you think your 5-on-3 kill?
Yeah, so I would have thought that game was should have been done, right? We get a great kill 5-on-3, and you've got all the emotion, and it was just a couple of quick shots off the rush that you wouldn't even necessarily create any chances. I'm not saying the Pav was, you know, just those kind of strange shots that go in. I mean, we look at the tape, and there's going to be 9 goals scored, and probably coaches will pull together 6 they didn't love, you know. But some goals are certainly harder from the crease than they are from the back of the bench.
Talked about the impact earlier today, but Mark Stewart tonight, Is this the best game you've seen from him since you've been here?
Oh, he's played, yeah, so he played well tonight. But he's played quietly really well. We talked about Trouba and how well he's played. They're a tandem, they're a pair, they're working off each other. And I think some of the things that we're trying to do in our end of the ice really help him, allow him to be really aggressive. He's got some explosive gap-closing ability, and when he gets there, he goes to finish and hit hard. So we're trying to put him in a position to be able to do that, and he's really excelled. I think, you know, there's a character guy. There's your prototypical grinding, physical, tough defenseman. It's nice that he gets appreciated for that work.
Expect you with Al tomorrow, or?
I don't know. I haven't decided. No, it's not that I've decided the goalie. I haven't decided whether I'm unleashing that kind of information yet.
Just check.
In Toronto, I got killed for 5 weeks on that. So I'll tell you what, you guys pull yourselves together, decide if it's a critical piece of information that you get to make that the Chicago Blackhawks don't need to know, and we'll talk about it later. I hadn't even thought about telling the media. So.
A bunch of guys in there keep talking about confidence. When you took over, did you sense that it was broken? And like?
Well, so yes, but that's a function of every coaching change. Right, I've been through it twice, you know, in season. You're grinding those guys in the head so hard. What ends up happening is you end up coaching mistakes. You know, when things aren't going well, the video that you show them is the things that aren't going well. And if your team cares, and these guys really do care. If you really want to play hard, their confidence has to get checked. It has to get brought. I mean, I see it most on the power play more than anywhere else. Place. I'm glad we scored two. Hopefully, they'll boost there. But that, it's the put a simple system in that they can understand and excel at, and then start working on building their confidence. But at the end of the day, it's no different than a guy that's not scoring. The coach can't go to him and say, hey, you're just the greatest. Until the puck crosses that line, he's not getting any real confidence. So the wins that we've been able to get here, that's where the confidence gets built.
So what are you